Welcome to Season 8 of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping coaches, teachers, and leaders of all types become their best through the use of quotes. I'm your host, Scott Rosberg. Each week, we'll discuss inspirational, impactful, and motivational quotes to help you become your best as you work to lead your teams to become their best. So make sure you've laced them up tight, you're focused on your target, and you're ready to dive in to today's great quotes for coaches. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. Welcome to episode 200 of the podcast. Holy cow. Woo! I am absolutely blown away by the fact that we are at 200 episodes of this podcast. I started this podcast, now I'm forgetting what year I started it in. It's been a few years now. This is probably the fourth year that I've been doing it, maybe longer. What do you got, 52 weeks in a year? Well, there you go. Yeah, we're just into our fourth, right around our fourth year. And, because I've done an episode each week. And, it is just amazing to me that, that here we've got 4 years worth of this podcast. And, I want to thank all of you for making this happen. And the reason I put it that way is, yeah, I'm the one doing it, but I wouldn't do it if I hadn't continued to have people who listen to the podcast. And I don't have a ton of people who listen to the podcast, like so many of the podcasts that we listen to, but I enjoy doing this so much, and I've had enough feedback from people who say they enjoy the podcast that I continue to do it. And I think each week it brings some pretty good ideas to people. And I've had many of you let me know that. A couple of statistics for you. We've had over 15,000 downloads of this podcast since we started. Now, that's not anywhere near a giant podcast. A giant podcast has more than that in every episode. You know, the big name people out there. But for me, I'm excited that, you know, each week there's a variety of people all around the country, all around the world who listen to this, looking probably, I would imagine, like those of you who have told me so, for inspiration, inspirational quotes, and for the ideas that you get from the various quotes and the various concepts that I've talked about here over these last 4 years. A couple other statistics. The top five episodes. So if you're interested in finding out the top five episodes in terms of downloads, and download how many people have, downloaded it, listened to it. The number one I'll do it backward. We'll do it that way. The number five episode is episode 88. In my second starting with episode 25, I started interviewing people for the podcast and letting them talk about their favorite quotes. And we had great discussions throughout those. And of the top five, two of them are from those, number five and number one. So I'm going to guess that a big reason why these are up there is because the people both work in school districts and communicated to their students and their teachers and whoever else, hey, check this out. I was on this podcast, but those we continue to have people download those episodes. It's not like they all hit that for that week and then that's it. And so those two episodes with the, an interview that I did, continue to be in the top five. And so this was episode 88 with Adam Bassenius. Adam was, at the time, the principal of the River Valley Community School District in Correctionville, Iowa. I think he has since, he may have gone to a different school. I'll have to check that out. I'll have to try and reconnect with him. I was connected to him through a superintendent here in Montana, in Plevna, Montana, who connected me with Adam. And they had worked together. And so, and I know that superintendent, Nick Schumacher, he has moved somewhere else as well. He's not at the school in Plevna anymore. So anyway, I think Adam moved, but maybe he is still at the River Valley Community School District. I'll have to look him up. But my my interview with him, his quote was, "Don't be afraid of hard." That came from his dad. And that was a great quote to discuss. Episode, the fourth most downloaded episode was episode 52. And episode 52 is where I kicked off a series on John Wooden's Pyramid of Success. And it went from episode 52 through episode 79. Although episode 53, I did another interview. So I didn't know at the time I was doing, I can't remember how that worked, why I had the interview, but Clint Pulver, he was great. He was episode 53, and then episode 54 picked back up with the Wooden Pyramid of Success series, and so that went for whatever that is, 27 episodes, something like that, 26 episodes doing the Pyramid of Success. I did each building block, each mortar element, you know, the various elements throughout it, and I had a lot of fun doing the wooden stuff, and I had a lot of quotes for each of those pyramid, each of those blocks of the pyramid. So just because we have done 200 episodes, don't for a minute think I've only talked about 200 quotes. My gosh, there are, at least 100 of these episodes have had multiple quotes, I would imagine. So, and like today, you're going to hear multiple quotes. The third most popular episode is actually the first episode. And in the first episode, I gave what I always found to be one of my favorite quotes. It came from Arthur Ashe. It was I started with it because my company is called Slam Dunk Success. And so I started with a couple of quotes on success. The first week's quote was by Arthur Ashe, "Success is a journey, not a destination." And I've always believed that ever since I first heard that quote. And I've always loved it. And I thought, let's start this journey with this quote. The second week was a wooden quote. I wasn't doing the Pyramid of Success yet. But the quote was what he always has on his Pyramid of Success. "Success is a peace of mind that is the direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you did your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming." Always loved that quote. Now, that's not in the top five. Although I believe that one is close. I don't have that on my screen. I have just the top five right now. Although I guess I could look that up just to see where it ranks. Okay, going backward there. So I don't see it in, I don't have it in order of ranks. So, oh well. All right. Anyway. sorry for that digression, but I know that that one is, that second episode is up there. The second most popular episode in terms of downloads was episode 4, and this was a quote by Michelle Obama about honesty and integrity. And she said, "We learned about honesty and integrity, that the truth matters, that you don't take shortcuts or play by your own set of rules, and success doesn't count unless you earn it fair and square." What a great quote. And so that is the second most popular of all of the episodes. And the number one episode is another interview episode. I wonder if people thought I was interviewing Michelle Obama, and that's why they came to that one in droves. I'd love to interview Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama, if you hear this and you'd like to talk about any quotes that were popular for you in your life, feel free to reach out. I'd love to interview. Anyway, the most popular episode in terms of downloads is My Best Friend in the World, my interview with my best friend in the world, Bob Kuykendall, who, and it was episode 46, by the way, And again, I think because he talked a little, Bob's not the kind of guy who would talk about this to too many people, but I talked about it a lot, put it on my Facebook page, talked about it with former students and former athletes who keep up in touch with us, and they loved Coach K, our Coach K, Coach Kuykendall. He's a fellow English teacher and he's a wrestling coach. I'm a basketball coach, but we've been best friends since we were 5 years old. One little glitch during our eighth grade freshman years, in terms of our relationship. But other than that, it's been however many years that is being very close friends. So, and Bob had a quote from Walt Whitman that was popularized in the movie Dead Poets Society, that the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. And we had a great discussion about that, as well as a little bit about our former students and athletes and all. And just, it was a great, fun episode. So those are the top five episodes that we've had. But as I said, throughout, one of my favorite episodes in terms of them, was, let's see, I'm trying to find, episode 31, Alan Stein Jr. Alan Stein Jr. is a very popular, keynote speaker. He was a basketball trainer for years. I love following his stuff, and we just connected, and it was very cool. And his quote, what was cool about his quote is it was his quote. It's a quote that he has, and it's now, you'll see it in various places. There's a picture of him standing in Penn State football's training facility with his quote on the wall. Are the habits you have today on par with the dreams you have for tomorrow? Great quote. That was a real popular one and fun for me. Talking with former students of mine, former athletes of mine, fellow coaches, talking with people who I didn't know before, like Adam Bessenius I mentioned. But they were referred to me as people who would be good on the podcast. It's been such a joy for me to be able to do that. And I want to do more interview episodes. I've said I will. And I just haven't been able to get, get enough people to get me, recommendations, it would be the way to put it, or have other people just say, hey, I'd like to be on your podcast. So if any of you would, or if you know people who would be good, please reach out to me. Scott@slamdunksuccess.com is my email address. And reach out to me and let me know. What I might start doing is going back to some of these people who I've interviewed before, because they had more. Alan Stein and I talked about another quote where we said, gosh, let's do it. We should do a whole other episode. So that'd be cool. But anyway, I'd love to bring those episodes back, interview episodes back. I'm scrolling here through a document that I put together that for every quote that I had, and it is pages and pages. And let's see, what does it say at the bottom? It's 53 pages long of all of the quotes for all of the episodes. As I'm looking through and I'm just scrolling, at the quotes and the fun that I've had doing this and all that I have learned from these quotes and all of the different topics. The John Maxwell things are the next ones that I absolutely fell in love with. I started reading John Maxwell books a few years ago, and the more I read them, the more I loved John Maxwell and the more quotes I found. And John Maxwell himself is a quote, Alan Stein called himself a quote junkie, I think, or a quote nerd, one of those two. Well, that's what I am as well, and John Maxwell is too. If you have not read a book by John Maxwell, he is the preeminent guru on leadership, I believe, right now in the world. And you need to start reading John Maxwell books. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership is the one that most people will cite as the number one. But there are so many great John Maxwell books. And so I just did a series on John Maxwell. It was 29 episodes of John Maxwell quotes. Well, then, and then I started season six. And I started doing these things in seasons, and I don't know how I broke it all up. It was just basically, I said, okay, here's a new season. That started the first week of last year, 2023. And then I moved on to season 7 during the year, and now we're into season 8. I started that just right here before the end of the year. Some quotes from Dr. Benjamin Hardy, the books I've been reading. Those were great. And then I went to a Maxwell thing again because his book, Change Your World, he and Rob Hoskins wrote a book, Change Your World, and it just totally blew me away. And it got me to start really focusing on doing a project that I've been talking about doing for, or thinking about doing, I should say, for a while. And I finally did it. I just finally started doing it. And it's still so in its infancy. I haven't worked enough on it yet, in the last couple of months, now that I'm the head basketball coach at our high school. That's been kind of put on the back burner, but that's the Slam Dunk Significance Program, where I'm trying to bring together successful people, but mostly in the sports world, athletes and coaches, to give them a place to give back to the sports and the athletic world that help them achieve all their success by helping them have an avenue to donate money to get professional speakers out to schools and teams and leagues to help create the best experience possible for kids. And so that's what my Slam Dunk Significance program is about. SlamDunkSignificance.com is where you can find more information about that. If you're a speaker and you'd like to be involved, if you're a school or an athletic director at a school, or you run a league, or you've got a team and you would like to have a speaker come work with your teams, but you just can't afford it, that's what we're going to be working to do, is connecting speakers with schools. But also, we've got to start by bringing in the funding from those who have done so well and would like to give back. So you don't have to have been in the athletic world to want to do that. I've had a donation already from somebody who isn't, but just has kids who play and wants to see that kind of thing for their kids. So, anyway, that's the idea that Slam Dunk Significance and was fostered from that book, Change Your World. So I did a whole series on that book, and I had so much fun with that series. As I'm scrolling through, I'm realizing, holy cow, was there a lot that we had in that from that book. It in of itself is probably 25 of the 53 pages of this here. And then we moved on to a couple of other concepts, other quotes. But and I also have enjoyed the different, what do you call them, kind of themes that we've been following with the podcast. And so, different types of quotes based on certain ideas. So like I did episode 170 this past June was Coaching for Significance. And so I talked about a great quote from Bruce Brown at Proactive Coaching, the organization that I speak on behalf of, and a long quote about coaching for significance. And I've done my share of, and significance became a big one over during that time. Other kinds of topics or, headings, whatever you want to call them, certain qualities. I did a series on perfection and perfectionism, Dr. Brené Brown was a huge part of that, as was a Dr. Jen, a clinical psychologist, was also a huge part of the perfectionism series that I did. And then last November, I did a short, wouldn't even call it a series, but 3 episodes in a row of quotes from Arnold Schwarzenegger's new book, Be Useful. That's what it is. And then most recently, I've started doing some things on the core covenants that my varsity basketball team, well, actually our whole boys program, are going through. And I first started with just talking about creating your culture intentionally, and then I talked about what covenants are. I took a break from that because episode 197 came out on Christmas, so I did a episode on belief and believing in things. And then episode 198 came out on New Year's Day, so I did an episode on goals and goal setting. And then we got back to the covenants. And so last week was the first of our core covenants that my team is going through right now, and that's discipline. And so I talked about quotes that I'm working on with my team on discipline. Next week, I will get into the next covenant, but I'm not going to tell you what that is right now. You'll hear that next week, because today we're just doing this little, you know, celebration of 200 episodes. So I'm going to give you some quotes, and I'm just going to read the quotes. I'm not going to go into details on them, but here's your quotes, because we're 20 minutes in already. And normally I try to keep this in the 20 to 25, 26, 27 minute range. So here's what I decided to do. Because this is episode 200 of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast, I've got a series of quotes about quotes. And then I've got a series of quotes about gratitude and being grateful, because that is what I am for you and for being able to, for me to be able to do this podcast for you each week. So here we go. A couple quotes, or a few quotes on quotes. Winston Churchill said, "It is a good thing for an uneducated man to read books of quotations." I think it's a good thing for educated people too as well. But, you know, that was a kind of a funny quote, but he's right. Joseph Rue, not sure who that is, said, "A fine quotation is a diamond in the hand of a man of wit and a pebble in the hand of a fool." Oh, that's good. Goes right in line with Churchill's. Taku Ala Cheek Malinain, I hope I said her name right, has a book, Start the New You, 2016, When Motivation Finds You. I might be butchering the title. I just kind of copied and pasted it. But he's an author. And he said, "Quotes help us understand, inspire, motivate, clarify, and show our approach to things around. This is why people and I love quotes." He's right. Oscar Alik Ice, he's known as Saint Oscar, is a multifaceted German figure renowned for his significant contributions to the realms of finance, investment, philanthropy, and literature, said, "You will die, but the words you speak or spoke will live forever." And this kind of a podcast and all the books of quotations are evidence of that. Marlene Dietrich, the actress, said, "I love quotations because it is a joy to find thoughts one might have beautifully expressed with much authority by someone recognized wiser than oneself." Isaac or Isaac Disraeli said, "The wisdom of the wise and the experience of ages may be preserved by quotation." Absolutely. That's what everything I've done in this podcast has been because of that. And the last quote on quotes that I have is from Mehmet Murat İlden. He's a contemporary Turkish playwright, novelist, and thinker, said, "A very wise quote is a spectacular waterfall. When you see it, you feel its power." Absolutely. So those are some great quotes about quotes. And now, because I'm so grateful for all of you for listening, grateful to be able to do this podcast, I want to say thank you to all of you. Here's some quotes on gratitude and gratefulness. Randy Pausch, the professor and author, "Showing gratitude is one of the simplest yet most powerful things humans can do for each other." Absolutely. Melody Beatty, author and journalist, said, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more." Epictetus, the Greek Stoic philosopher, said, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." And the next two quotes kind of follow in that. Germaine Kent, she's an American broadcast journalist, print journalist, television personality, former beauty queen, actor, done a lot of different things, said, "It's a funny thing about life. Once you begin to take note of the things you are grateful for, you begin to lose sight of the things that you lack." I love that. And this one is similar to that. Douglas Wood, he's an American children's author, and he's a singer, a songwriter, a speaker, and a musician, said, "The heart that gives thanks is a happy one, for we cannot feel thankful and unhappy at the same time." Man, that's good. John F. Kennedy said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." I may have had that quote earlier in a podcast that it seems real familiar to me earlier in an earlier episode. And let me wrap up with this one from Sterling K. Brown. An actor said, "Always have an attitude of gratitude." And I remember hearing a motivational speaker named Keith Harrell say that kind of thing too, having an attitude of gratitude. And so that's what I do. I have an attitude of gratitude. I'm so grateful to all of you who have made this podcast continue, because you're there, you're listening, and as far as I can tell, enjoying it, some of you every week. And so I want to say thank you to all of you. Sorry it's coming out a little later in the day on Monday. No excuses for you. But hopefully it didn't throw you off too much and you're able to enjoy it whenever it is that you enjoy the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And so next week, we will move back into the core covenants that I'm working on with my team. And I'll have some great quotes for coaches and for all of you in that realm, that'll be about, well, as I said, I'm not going to tell you what the covenant is. You'll have to come back next week to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast to hear it. And I will talk to you then. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please do me a favor and leave a rating and a review, and then subscribe to the podcast. Ratings and reviews and subscriptions are really helpful in getting more ears and more listeners getting a chance to hear podcasts. What we want to do is spread the messages of hope and inspiration from these great quotes to as many coaches, teachers, parents, and leaders of all types as possible. Also, check out our Slam Dunk Success site at slamdunksuccess.com and the Slam Dunk Success YouTube channel, where we have much more for you to help you on your road and your journey to success. I look forward to serving you again next time with another great quote for coaches.